Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by the Guthrie Center Park Board President Chris Bundy joining us to talk about the continued renovations there at Mitchell Park in Guthrie Center. And we've got one portion completed and some more in progress. So Chris, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, James, for having me.
Yeah, so first of all, Chris, let's talk about the part that's finished. The basketball and tennis courts have been resurfaced. How do they look?
They look great. The Surface Pro guys from Minnesota came down in July and completed the resurfacing of both the tennis courts and the basketball courts at Mitchell Park. Looked good. There were a couple of bubbles and things that they had to come back and fix, and so they did that here just late August, but all good. And the street department here in Guthrie Center is working on making sure that we have the right amount of drainage off of those courts so that resurfacing can last as long as possible.
And we'd certainly like that, a component to last as long as possible. Speaking of a component that has lasted a long time and is kind of the focal point for the renovations is the bathhouse there. What's the status on that?
So right now, the Park and Rec Board is working with MSA Professional Services. They put together probably now four or five different versions of renovation options for us to look at and provide feedback on. So we're still in the process of going back and forth with different specifications that we want to see, different layouts, and that sort of thing. They are planning on doing a presentation to the city council on what plans are, what the proposals are, and to get some more feedback from the council. So things are going well.
And as far as the proposed layouts and kind of schematics of the plan, what does the board want to see? Kind of remind us about the components that you guys would like to see in that new facility.
So the main component and kind of the onus for discussing a pool house renovation was the need to have permanent restrooms that were available to the park patrons. And so early on working with MSA, we had talked about adding on the family-type restrooms to the exterior of the existing pool house. And then as we got farther along in the planning, we had said, hey, maybe since the pool house is continuing to get older, maybe we should do more broad renovations and consider some of those. So as part of the pool house renovations, obviously, we're going to have external bathrooms be accessible even when the pool house isn't open. But also we want to modernize sort of the way that the patrons get in and out of the pool to try to have a centralized check-in and check-out area with more modern interior bathroom facilities as well as a renovated concessions area.
Is there a timeline as far as if the council approves anything of that meeting as to when this could be completed by?
So the council is looking at doing this probably as part of the 2019-2020 budget cycle, if it's approved, which it isn't yet. But assuming all goes well and we can get something approved, maybe not this city council meeting, but in the next couple of city council meetings, once we flesh out all the details, I would assume that the soonest we'd be able to start on it would be after the 2019 summer season in preparation for a 2020 opening before that 2020 summer.
Chris, is there any small components that still could be feasibly completed in this 2018-2019 fiscal year?
Yeah, we as a Park and Rec Board have been discussing that, and we're thinking about moving forward with additional proposals to City Council if the pool house is sort of delayed for the next couple of years based on funding. We're looking at other components like the dog park and potentially the walking trail as being two of the next phases of projects that perhaps we can get in the next 2 years before we actually take a big plunge and a big budget plunge into the pool house renovations.
Now, you mentioned the dog park and the walking trail. At the previous city council meeting, a couple of the members have emphasized the fact that maybe some residents in the Guthrie Center area have, for lack of a better phrase, not been picking up after their animals. Would this possibly allow for stations to hold things like doggy bags and things of that nature?
That's definitely part of the plan. We'd want that to be a place where folks can walk their dogs in the park, obviously, but also have sort of a fenced-in area that would allow for the dogs to be able to run around and have their owners clean up after themselves. So hopefully it would do both of those things, maybe improve the cleanliness of the park as well as give the dog owners a place to kind of let their dogs roam free in that enclosure.
Chris, anything else from the Park and Rec Board in Guthrie Center that you want our listeners to know about?
We should be able to be posting a color version of the overall park improvement plan. We should be able to post that at City Hall if it isn't already posted. We're getting a couple of those from the MSA consulting group. So as patrons come by and can check it out, please feel free to leave any of your opinions or feedback. We're always interested in hearing from community members on any other improvements that they have thought of.
And we're always interested in hearing the developments of the counties and cities parks, and that's why we brought this guy on here, Chris Bundy. He's the president of the Guthrie Center Park Board, talking about mostly the Mitchell Park renovations ongoing. Go on out there and check out those tennis and basketball courts. Chris, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, James. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.